Everyone's attention, please.
Yo,
We're starting.
We
need the gavel.
That's all right.
We
have one.
We're kind of gentle.
Okay, you're right. Yes, sir.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening, Bill.
I'd like to call the November the 2nd, 2017 meeting to order. Me, Turkey Day pretty quick, so I don't have anything planned if someone wants to invite me. Anyway, we'd like to welcome Pastor Roy Mack, Central Baptist Church, and for the invocation there, Pastor. Good seeing you.
Well, first off, before we pray, I don't have a final count right now. I know maybe somebody does of those who have been injured in the Colorado shooting. Some may know of it, may not have. But somebody, a gentleman, opened fire in a Walmart in Colorado.
Oh my goodness. Today?
Yes, sir. So, we remember those in our prayers. Also, the terrorists in New York on Tuesday. So, we're grateful for the safety in our community. Let's put a word of prayer. Father, we come before you with humility, but yet with much gratitude. And we come boldly. And Father, we pray for our meeting tonight, that this meeting would be a meeting that would be in order, that we would humble ourselves before your mighty hand and allow you to work here. May we set aside any personal agendas and be sure that each of us here are looking out for the community. Father, please, may you curb and control the conversation and the spirit that's happening here. We are grateful for this community. We're grateful for this township, the trustees, the employees, the staff, and all those elected officials and hired on officials. Pray for our first responders as they're out keeping this community safe. We pray for this city, this township, this county, and this state, and our country. Father, be with those involved in battle, the families involved in mass shooting. Pray, Father, for those involved in the terrorist activity in New York. But Father, we pray for peace. But Father, we pray now for tonight. It was a good meeting. We are grateful, we are thankful, and we ask your blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Could
we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
Yes,
sir. Pledge of Allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That is a lethal weapon.
Can we have a roll call, please?
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Ralph? Yes.
John?
Okay. I'd like to approve the minutes. This is one of the old ones, so anyone that wants to take a look at it, I know I've had a few people ask me about it. It was a lengthy meeting. May 8th, regular minutes. August 29th, special meeting. September the 7th, special meeting. September 7th, regular meeting. September 21st, regular meeting. October 19th, special meeting. October the 19th, regular meeting.
Sir, with a correction, it should say May 18th, not May 8th.
Oh, May 18th, I'm sorry. Or 18th, right.
Okay. Yeah, just mentioned it wrong.
Okay. All righty, I'd like to have a second.
We have a second?
I'll second that.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John? No.
Is there any corrections that need to be noted?
You go through this every week, John.
I know it's not.
I just don't like the way the minutes are done.
I can't hear you.
I don't like the way the minutes are done.
Well,
I can't hear him.
I've got the way the minutes were done. Well, the struggle that we've had, no, please. Don't challenge me on minutes now.
I didn't challenge anybody.
Well,
I just gave you a vote.
Well,
to move on.
Well, no. You made an issue out of it.
No, I didn't.
And we, these ladies, and all of us, have searched this place apart for minutes. I think this is something that should be brought to people's attention. Why haven't we got the minutes? that most of all the problems have come from the first half of the year. So I just want to make everybody understood that there is still a few that are dangling out there and we're still trying to find. But the minutes are a very sore subject with me. I spent an awful lot of time on them. So that, I just felt I had to say that. Thank you. Okay. New business.
You want to go, if we could, sir. We have a gentleman here with the Norte Avenue and then also with Jim Stevens. If you can, sir, if you would like to share what's going on with Norte Avenue, and if you would tell your name for the record and your address, please.
Named Merle Norris, N-O-R-R-I-S. Live at 1324 North Hague Avenue.
Okay, and then from the phone call that I received to you, the property that is right next to you that butts up was a farm. I forget the people that used to own that. That currently was sold and was annexed into the city of Columbus.
Right.
In order for them to be able to, it seems like they didn't, the people that bought it tend to put apartments in there, or if I'm correct. In order for them to get the correct permits in order to do so, they are needing to widen Hague Avenue in that area, which would take 8 feet of your property.
At least.
With the letter that I got that that you received, that I have a copy of, it doesn't state that this is necessarily coming from the county nor the city, that it is something that would be more, from what I'm reading, a volunteer basis, and if you don't do it, then they're not going to be able to build in there, which will not make too many people unhappy. Mr. Stevens has got a copy of it, and I alluded Mr. Stevens of that today in regards to that, so I'm just catching everybody up to speed of where we're at. And Mr. Stevens, if you can go with anything from there.
When you brought it up to my attention, naturally, the township had no idea that these letters or any of this, you know, had been taking place. So I reached out to my counterparts at the county and went as high as I could with all the different departments in there with their zoning, traffic, and everything, and then all the way into the utilities. And what I explained to them that we have residents up here, because you are a resident of Franklin Township, when we had found out that some of our residents had received this letter, the county had no idea what was going on. And I knew at that time it wasn't the county that was sending this letter out, and they needed to be brought abreast of this, because what they're talking about doing is taking approximately 8 foot of an easement of the four houses or three houses down through their property, more than likely to try to make a turn lane for whatever housing development they're wanting to do in there. What they failed to explain is they have to get Franklin County engineers' approval to do any of this, and the engineers have no idea what's going on. Now that I have a copy of this letter, now the county engineers will be able to go back and say, you know, it starts with them. I can't answer for the county on whether the county would say no, we're not going to allow it, but there's a lot more to it than just sending the residents a letter. Just sending the residents a letter right off the back stating that they would like to have 8 foot of your road frontage. So the county is going to be on your side, and that's where I will go there tomorrow and meet with the appropriate individuals and let them see this and let them see what it is that this Herman and Kittle Properties is attempting to do without the county's approval and the county's knowledge. Because the way any road works, you have your roadway, you have an easement. I'm not sure exactly what it is on North Hague Avenue, but let's say it's a 60-foot easement, so that's 30 foot off the center line of the road both ways, east and west, on the east and west. Nobody can do anything within that 30-foot easement that the county has, and now what this company is wanting to do is take 8 more foot of your road frontage, but it starts with the county. So please give me time, and I'll work on your behalf to go and figure out exactly what it is that this company is trying to do, but I'm going to turn the county loose on them and let them do what they can do. Just a little bit premature, just sending these letters to you all without the county's knowledge of what's going on, because that is a county Hague Avenue, you are a township resident. Hague Avenue is a county-maintained roadway. We don't plow it. We don't maintain the storm drain. We don't maintain anything on Hague Avenue, but we have residents that are on that road. That's what we take care of, is our residents. So with that being said, if you can give me time, you have my card now. Give me tomorrow, maybe the first part of the week, I'll reach back out to you. But this is one thing, when I was speaking with them today, was they requested that I get a copy of this letter and get it to them. So let's just let them do their magic and see what it is that they can do. That's about the only thing that I can say as of right now. This letter was just prematurely sent out. So let's let them figure out what's going on first. If that makes any sense, hopefully it does.
You want me to say something?
Absolutely. Please.
I brought a diagram of the street. This is where I live. These are the other three houses. This was all Franklin Township on this side, the west side of Hague Avenue. It's city property.
Right.
There's a creek down here. This people sold out to this company that wants to build housing back here in this field, which goes clear over to the police academy on McKinley Avenue.
Right.
And they want to build a third lane down through here. Well, start off with these tubs. These are gas meters. Mm-hmm. They're about 12 feet off the street. They'd have to be relocated and the gas line moved. Everybody's trees would be taken down. They can't relocate the trees.
Right.
Our old trees. Lower property value and no shade. Also, when I put in a fence out front, I was digging down 2 feet over from the road, and I came to the water line. They can't pave over that. They'd have to relocate the water line and dig another trench to put in a new water line. Plus, the telephone poles are only 3 feet off the road. They'd have to relocate all the power lines.
Yeah.
Across the street, there are three poles. On each one of those is just two lines. Over here, there are 10 lines on here for internet, power, phone, telephone, whatever.
Those are all the transmission lines.
If they have to move these and take them down, we would be without power. We couldn't run the furnace, air conditioning, refrigerator, nothing. Yeah. Who knows how long that would take?
That's correct.
They would take a section of our driveway out.
You wouldn't have much frontage either.
They can build right up to my property line. And over on this side, there's three poles, but there's only two power lines on each one. It'd be much easier to move those back than these with 10 lines on them.
Right.
This is city property, and they call it a park. But it's not a park. It's just a woods. It has never been used as a park. You can't camp in there. There's no picnic tables. There's nothing. It's just trees.
Right.
And those tree line doesn't start until 20 feet back off of Hague Avenue. If they wanted the third lane, they could pave this and just have to move these three poles back instead of tearing up everybody's property.
Shift it over.
Plus, we've got septic tanks out front.
Yeah.
Don't want them cutting into those, of course.
Is this where most of your septic tanks are, in the frontage for the property?
I've got a leach bed and a septic tank out back and a septic tank out front. She's got a leach bed out front, septic tank out back, and I don't know what this third house has. But as from the length from my house clear to the end of Hague Avenue on Bridge Road,
right,
it's two lanes. There's no third turning lane,
right,
granted to anybody, any business. There's trucking firms and bakeries and gas stations down here.
Right.
Nobody has a third turn lane.
Yeah.
Why do they deserve one? The people coming this way that go back to these apartments don't need a turn lane because they can just turn right.
Right.
It's only the people coming from the north. And there's school buses and stuff stopping all the time. It'd only be a few seconds wait until they turned in. They don't need a third lane. It's just for the people coming home from work every day.
So they have an entrance up there by 1286.
Yeah, that's sure. This house down, built a road back to the apartments.
And then come out.
No, they can't come out.
Oh, we can't come out this
way. It's just a narrow strip of land about 40 feet wide in this creek next to my house.
So that is your entrance and exit up there.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
But they want to start down here and start another lane.
So that would affect the water meter, the telephone poles, the trees, the water line. Everything would have to be torn out and moved.
Wow.
Do a pretty good job drawing all that out.
If they take, they can't move those poles over in a few hours and restring 10 lines, we'd be without electricity for who knows how many days.
Right.
But so we all have landline telephones. We have no phone service.
I'm trying to remember how far up 13, is that right around El Paso Drive?
El Paso's up here about a block.
That's
further north.
They built this big apartment complex back here.
You're just overside that. You're down by that bridge.
Yeah, it's right here.
Yeah.
It goes over the creek here.
Gotcha.
When they built this apartment complex back here and the new police academy, they didn't ask for a turn lane.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's a lot more people than whatever they're going to build back here.
Right.
This is also a wildlife refuge.
Yeah.
I've seen all kinds of animals and hawks and everything back there. They built back there, and that destroys that sanctuary for wildlife.
Yeah.
I'm not a tree hugger, but I don't like to see that happen.
That's a new way to put it. I like that. Tree hugger.
So that's my situation.
Yeah. Well, what do you think, Jim? Just kind of get into it and see what.
I need to go.
See where it leads right now.
I need to go to my counterparts that I work with almost on a daily basis with the county engineers,
right.
Bring it to their attention, because they had no idea. They were just as dumbfounded today as I was.
Well, I knew of the...
Excuse me. The woman that wrote that letter stopped by my house yesterday.
Did she?
To try to talk me into doing this. And she says, we might give you $5,000. As far as I'm concerned, that's a bribe.
Oh, yeah. Pretty much. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. They need your property more than...
Yeah.
Because from what I understood from what we talked about before, if everyone says no, they're not going to be able to build back there.
Right.
Because the city's saying you got to get this completed or you don't get your permits.
Well, they may have friends down City Hall. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. So that's why they're going to come. They're going to come back and up that offer and et cetera. But from here, and I don't want to hold you guys up because I know that's why we took you first, is Jim will get on this and we'll find out exactly what's going on. Because the county probably is not even aware of this yet. So they were hoping to get signatures that would be okay and then go to the county to get it done, going, see, we already own it. So it would be a little bit different if everyone would have signed off on that and did that, and then they go to the county, there's nothing we can do. But let Jim take a look into it, find out what's going on, and then Jim's got your number, and we'll get back to you. Did you want us to hang on to this? Okay. And if you guys want to stay for the meeting, you're welcome to.
Hold my phone number.
Yes.
Put that over there for Jim.
That's his GPS.
Yeah.
Okay, so you were at special new business.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to do the resolution. So,
yeah, we'll get through the resolution then, please.
I'll do that.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All righty, we'll go. We'll move on with new business here. The resolutions. Would you take care of that, Mr. Price?
Sure. Resolution.
Thanks, sir.
17320. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves bills in the amount of $6,129.99 and payroll in the amount of $194,829.34 from check number 44524 to check number 44629.
You have a second?
I'll second.
Sean?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Sean?
Okay, excuse me. Moving on to resolution 17-314. I think these are all we know. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves the road department to cut grass and weeds at 3548 Plainview Drive and to access the cost of the property taxes. Got to have a second for that.
I'll second that.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Don?
Yeah. Same thing, 17-315.
Yeah, oh, wait a minute, I guess that would be different.
Oh, no, 15, right, I'm sorry.
By the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves the road superintendent to assess charges for demolition of, to the property taxes of 3364 Dover Road.
Do you have a second?
What does that mean, Jim?
What that is, these are the three houses that we tore down earlier
right,
in the year.
Yeah.
And we're now to the point where we're wrapping up all of our paperwork to get things sent down to the county.
Okay.
So what I have to do now is, now that I have the resolution numbers, that gives me the ability to go ahead and do all the paperwork. We already passed resolutions to tear the houses
down. Gotcha.
Yeah, the resolutions to tear the houses down
was
already done.
So with doing this, is the money coming from the township as far as, are we collecting it from
these
the township?
These houses here are not in township name. We don't own these houses.
Okay.
We never did. It was something that was brought down through the county, giving us a permission to tear the three houses down
gotcha.
Because of
okay.
being in the condition.
I thought maybe we're doing House Bill 50 on ourselves.
No. Oh, no. No, that wouldn't do any good. So with these three houses, now I have to, and they're substantial, it still works the same way as the House Bill 50. All of our time and all of our equipment
everything
time or whatever
right.
is, it's supposed to be front loaded out of the general fund just like the House Bill 50. So what I do now is I fill out all the paperwork, we assess it to the taxes, and that's just another bill that I give to Lisa for all
gotcha.
Of our time.
Okay.
I have a question. 3364 you guys did not tear down, but that's the one that the homeowner, that Roger guy, tore down, but the neighbors across the street
right.
from me bought.
Right. That was the one that we were in contract, and they didn't tear down.
I'll get the right address on it.
Because I know you guys have cut grass and done some other things there, but you guys didn't demolition that.
They will do. I'll figure that one out real quick.
No, you're fine. I just knew you guys had that agreement with the owner, so my
yeah,
right. wasn't for
indictment. I got to get
call
right on here.
Yeah. Because I mean, maybe there is a charge of something, but
right.
it's the contract.
Right, but they tore it down. They hired that. The company did a good job from what I saw.
Yeah, the grass has already grown back.
Can't even tell there was ever a house there.
Okay, on that was 17-315, and that's for a second on that.
We're going to get.
Well, we got to get.
It could be a different address.
He's going to get.
Go ahead. I'll get.
Okay. Well, let's skip that because we can't okay it and then change it. I mean, we'll come back to that.
What are we changing on it?
We're going to change the address because the address.
Oh, okay.
The address is yeah.
No, the address is not correct. Right.
Right. So there's no sense saying we
yeah,
agree
right.
to
we'll
that. Yeah, we'll just come back to that.
Okay. So just re-enter that resolution number.
Well, keep that resolution the same, and he's going to look up the correct address.
Oh, okay.
By the time you get done with these, he
oh,
may have
okay.
it.
Okay, he's going to try to do it now. Okay, got
right.
you. Okay. Okay, 17-316, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves the road superintendent to assess charges for demolition of the property tax it of 3519 Plainview Drive. Now that's part of that same.
Yes.
And that is a correct address.
Yes.
Which is
that was a second.
That. So
it
asks for a second.
Do
on
we
that.
I'm going to give you a second.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Okay. 17-317, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board, approves the road superintendent to assess charge for demolition of the property taxes, through the property taxes of 3698 Plainview Drive.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Okay, resolution 17-318, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves the police department to hire Tim Myers for a part-time position as an officer pending background and physical.
Do we have a second?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Don?
17-319, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves the police department to hire Joe Sheridan as for a part-time position as an officer pending background and physical.
We have a second.
I'll second that.
John?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Don?
Did you find that address, Jim?
Yep.
Okay.
And that address is, sir?
3255 Dover.
What is it, 3255?
Correct, 3255 Dover.
33 what?
3255.
Okay,
gotcha.
That was the house that caught fire and burnt down.
Okay. Yeah, that was the burn. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Just make sure that was corrected on the other thing.
Yes, I will. Yeah, I got it.
Okay, this will be the last one. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves the road superintendent to assess charges for demolition to the property taxes of 3255 Dover Road.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Don?
Yes. Okay, resolution. All righty, Police Chief Byron Smith there, you have issued or items for today?
Yes.
Chief Smith. Or tonight, I guess.
Right, I just have three awards to give out.
Okay. No big deal.
Me and who else?
Well, I thought I'd give it to the board.
Oh, okay.
That's what kind of falls
that
I see.
Hey, Rog. Tonight, we want to give out three life-saving awards. These awards are given out because the officers gave a citizen CPR and saved a life.
Wow.
So. Holly Watts. Is David Pollock, but he couldn't be here, so.
Is he out saving lives?
Yeah.
Chief, could we get a couple of pictures of
him? Sure. Yeah. Where's our photographer? Yeah.
We can have you guys just step right here by the flags.
You want to walk around
come
here?
Come in here.
Come on, not nervous.
Is this
your
name for?
Not really.
No? Hey. Mr. Burns on.
Okay, yeah, I did, thought
ready?
It was upside down.
One, two, three. Good, good. Awesome, thank
great
you.
Great job. Woo!
That's all I had, unless you guys have questions.
Hey, well, I don't have anything. Does anyone have a question or comment for the chief? Okay, well, I guess you're on free tonight.
How about that?
Okay, Jim Stevens, Road Department.
Okay. At the last meeting, we discussed down in the Triangle area, we've been having a major issue with speed on all the roads. It's been an ongoing issue for, you know, my 10 years of being here. We've talked about it many different ways of trying to find a way to curb that. And speaking with Chief Smith, I had brought to the board a map. At the last meeting, he decided to table it until he had time to think about it. We have residents, I think, that are even here in attendance tonight. What I am proposing through with Chief Smith is what we do in these areas where we have crossroads. Little Avenue is a huge problem. We have a lot of heavy speeding down Little Avenue. And... You can hear. I got another. Little Avenue is one of the, probably one of the worst offenders, just because we have people that cut through from Harrisburg Pike to Brown Road, and we have actually had officers clocking people at 70 mile an hour on Little Avenue. We have put our box, way back when Chief Temko was here, we had put our box on, I think, Bellmead and Little, and had people above that in speed. So I would like to propose, and we have everything in-house to do so, and like I said, I know I have some residents here that live in that area, and I'd like to maybe get some of their input, is to add stop signs on the east-west, eastern and western bound lanes, which they all run east and west, at all of the crossroads. And if you would like to go to, we can go by every road. Little Avenue, coming from Harrisburg Pike to Brown Road, heading east to Brown Road, on Forest Drive, the only stop sign we have there at that intersection is if you're heading south off of Forest Drive to Little Avenue. And then down at Shady Lane, it's the same situation. So it's a wide open speedway from Harrisburg Pike to Brown Road. I would like to propose on that road that we break that up by installing stop signs at these two crossroads. It would end up being three-way stops. Some people may not be too happy with it because they're driving so far, then they got to stop, and drive so far and got to stop. But what I'm hearing and the complaints that I'm getting from a lot of residents are during the summertime, the kids are out here playing on these roadways, and you have people traveling 60 mile an hour on these roads, and it's just not safe. But that would be my thought with Little Avenue. Hopkins, can't do anything with Hopkins Road because that is the main thoroughfare from Harrisburg Pike to Brown Road. That we have the stop signs there. That's a county, that's actually a county highway maintained by the township. I would have to go to the county if the county would so do want to put any signs on there, but I think what we need to do, if we're going to affect all the other crossroads, we need to leave the one that is made to be that and let that roadway, leave Hopkins alone, and don't add any additional stop signs to Hopkins. If you go to the next road in the triangle, which is Bellmead, it ends up having two crossroads with a road coming in, Roland coming in down on the east end of it. At Forest and Bellmead, we would be adding an additional, and by the way, looking at this, I suppose I should have told you, the blue dots are your existing stop signs. The red dots would be the proposed stop signs. So on Bellmead, you would actually end up making that a four-way stop at Forest, a four-way stop at Shady Lane, and from Shady Lane to Brown, it only has the one crossroad there at Roland. That's something that the board could think of. If we wanted to make that a three-way stop, we can. Or we can just leave it the way that it is because it is just a short, it's a short stretch from Shady Lane down to Brown on Bellmead. Or if we have residents that think that they would like to see that happen. You know, it's just an issue on every one of these crossroads. Everybody's coming off of Harrisburg Pike and flying to Brown, or off of Brown flying to Harrisburg Pike. We need to try to find a way to curb the speed, and I think by putting the stop signs in there, we would be able to do just that.
I think if you do one intersection, I think they all ought to be the same, so nobody gets complacent with one and forgets the other one, so they should all have the same.
So then what
that's
you're saying,
my thought.
Mr. Cook
same
is down,
time,
same thing.
Since this is going to be such a major
change,
I would like to see you look into these stop signs that have the flashing lights, solar flashing lights.
Well, all of the stop signs that we have now are all the high reflectivities.
Right, but they have some that have the flashing lights that are solar powered.
Yeah, they.
I'm just thinking this is a major change.
It is going to be a major change, and it's going to be something that's going to highly impact even the residents of this area. I'm hoping that they look at this as if now the people are going to really slow down on their roadway. I don't think there's a road in here that's impacted. It's not used as a highway. The high reflectivity stop signs, the ones that used to have the red, the ones that you're talking about has the red flashing, that was before they mandated the high reflectivities.
Right, I know that.
I'd be more than happy to look into getting pricing on that.
I'm just thinking that the flashing would get more attention since this is such a major change.
No, I understand, and I also understand and I agree. I was just trying to find a way to not completely impact the entire area, but still on every road have a break, if that makes sense. You're going to break in the speed. But I also agree with making it uniform. If we're going to do it, we need to make it uniform on everything. I reached out to my counterparts at other townships, and I spoke with them about this, and they say that in their developments where they have all the crossroads and the long roads between major heavily traveled roads, this is what they've done. And it would fall right into what you're saying, Mr. Cook, with making sure everything is uniform.
Are you going to put a white stop bar?
There'll be new white stop bars painted. It'll be kind of rough getting the stop bars put in there, you know, this time of year. We're just a little bit on the busy side.
So even if we go ahead and put the stop signs in, since we have them, and then as Mr. Cook said, we can always look into the cost and then come back and see what the cost is for the lights that light up the solar ones.
And it may be one of these things.
And a grant.
We put them in for a period of time. And then once people get used to those and they know where it's at, then we take those back out and possibly use them someplace else and install just regular high reflectivities there.
Yeah.
We can do that.
You might get a grant for flashing lights better than you will a standard stop sign.
Well, I've got a grant that I'm getting ready to fill out again. It's the one that we get every year, the annual one, which I can go up to $500.
From the Township Association.
Yeah. And that's one thing that I can request that and see. I'll price them and kind of get an idea on what that is. Now, you go from Belmead to Lenin. Lenin is another one of these situations where you have the same, Roland would be end up being a four-way stop. Shady Lane would be a three-way stop because Shady Lane stops and dead ends at Lenin.
Right.
Now you go on up towards Harrisburg Pike where Lenin crosses Forest Drive. That is a long, sweeping, big, curved area right there. I left that open. I just put in here a curved road. It may be difficult per se because it's going to be in blind areas and getting to it, but I think if we're going to make it uniform, we'll put them in there. I did not add it to this drawing.
Well, that curve that you're speaking of, we have, I guess that'd be more or less southbound. It's kind of southwest, I guess.
Yeah, it's a sweeping curve. We already have stop signs at Lenin on Forest.
Okay.
Heading north and south.
Right.
Yeah. But we can look at, you know, of adding that, and then we have plenty. When I've got the huge sign grant, we have some of our signs that, you know, we'll be able to put up in this area, and it won't be any cost.
Right.
We have no additional cost. I've got the signs in-house, the new posts in-house, everything's there, so that it wouldn't be like it's going to cost the township to be able to do this. I will look a little bit more into that curved area just to kind of see what it is. I may get somebody from the county traffic to come down there and kind of give me an idea on that. But if we are going to do it, we need to make it uniform. It will be an inconvenience for a while. I think everybody's probably going to say a few choice words when they have to hit all these stop signs. But at the end of the day in the summer when their kids are playing out by the roadway, I think they're going to rather have somebody stopping and starting than then.
A lot of people in the area that I've talked to said it may be a little inconvenient for them, but they're willing to give that to keep traffic down because
absolutely.
The second thing is going to happen is a lot of that traffic is going to cut down because people are going to use that as a cut through. They may go on down fine.
And hopefully they'll all just head down straight down to Hopkins to the road.
I think a lot of it will divert because they don't want to stop every so often.
We go on down to Laurel Avenue, you would end up have where Forest Drive crosses it, that would turn into a four-way stop. Where Roland crosses Laurel, that would be a four-way stop.
Yeah.
So even on Laurel, you're going to have two different brakes and speed. So it's going to slow them down, let them go, slow them down. Rosemont is probably the shortest road in that section down through there, Rosemont, for distance-wise. Where Roland comes across Rosemont, that's a short drive from Brown Road to Roland.
Right.
but it's shorter from Forest to Harrisburg Pike.
Right.
So I think if we were going to do it, which we need to do it uniformly through here, what we would need to do, and that's why I circled it with a question mark to get your opinion, I think we should make that a three-way stop there, because then at least you're giving the speed a break in that on that roadway somewhere.
Right. If you don't do something there, you'll have the ones
they're not
going speeding going the other will start coming across that one.
Yep.
And there again, for all the uniform, everybody knows what they are.
You know, like I said, I know we have some residents here in the township that are that live down in that area, and right. if the board would like to ask opinion, you know, from any of them down there on their feelings on this, I'd love that.
Well, I'd like to make a resolution that we accept this and move forward on putting this in, and it would be resolution
17-324.
And I'm looking for a second.
Yeah. Well, I would like to comment a little bit there before we vote on it. Absolutely, I'm in favor of trying to slow the traffic down and try to do that. I mean, have we had any data? Have you had quite a little bit of input from the residents as to
we
if
have
this
had,
would be a good
we
well,
have had many of phone calls and many requests for different signs. We've had to actually go up in that area, and we've installed and put into our sign book, we've had to install, you know, slow children of play signs, slow, blind children in the area, and those are musts. Those are absolute musts. And what we're finding when we get the majority of the complaints is people just fly up and down this road.
Oh, I know they do. And you know, when I'm in the area, I get a lot of the same that you do.
Yeah.
Talking to residents and everything, I'd like to have some speed bumps, this kind of thing. That's just not something you can do. How many residents do we have down in the area there?
I know he's talking.
How many residents do we actually have from down in the Triangle area there here tonight?
On Belmead. What would your thoughts be, you know, as a resident right there with us putting these stop signs up at these crossroads to curb the speeding issue that we have?
I think it would be a good idea because those people come down now so fast that there's little kids that I worry about, and especially in the summertime when they're out of school. Those people, they just fly down like...
Yeah. They don't even live there.
They don't stop at anything.
Yeah.
Byron, I'm talking to them about the... Are you taking notes now? I'm talking to them about the stop sign issue that we talked about the triangle.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you can tell the board and
the residents
again,
more so than me,
the amount
really.
Of complaints that you're receiving and that we're receiving about the speeding on these roads.
We get... It's never stopped in 17 years. We don't have enough officers to just sit there. By putting in the stop signs, it's going to help, you know, slow it down and help us out a little bit. I mean, it seems like a pretty legitimate fix to at least make it better.
Did you do it where I see these signs that kind of gauge? You put them out there, and it'll show what speed you're going. Have you ever done that?
Yeah, what we did on that toy is we had a box.
Yeah. You know how fast you're going.
Oh, I understand that, but then you get some feedback that way yourself.
To answer your question, we had a box when Chief Kimco was here that we mounted on phone poles. I mean, the thing was four times the size of that thing. And what it did is it recorded the amount of vehicles that traveled on that road.
Right.
The speed that they were going, the directions that they were going.
And
it was amazing the amount of vehicles on every one of those roads. I don't know if we could ever find all that paperwork. The amount of vehicles that were in excessive speed of 65 mile an hour.
I believe it, yeah.
So we live on Fredericksburg, and they fly cutting through from Old Klein to New Klein.
Yeah.
So we're.
Yeah.
I just wish we had some speed bumps.
Yeah. Unfortunately, county says.
No.
Yeah. Because it ends up being in what they explained to us. I know I've explained to these guys before. It is a legality thing, and their way of thinking is, if you're in the back of a medic and they're going down the road and they're trying to get an IV started on,
sure,
all of a sudden a speed bump, they stick the needle through your arm.
Is the medic?
Yeah.
So you know how that
works. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So. Yeah, they're on Fredericksburg. You have no... really, any good way to slow anybody down, do you know?
No, anytime you go to anywhere where there's a cut through, people find a shortcut, they're going to use stuff like that.
Yeah, they do, for sure. Yeah. Well, getting back, I guess, to the area down there, you know, I'm definitely in favor of trying to slow things down, for sure.
So is that a yes to it?
I
think it's going to take you more time, Jim.
I believe.
But I think we need a resolution for each stop sign or each intersection. The reason being, if you'd ever want to do anything
and change it,
you don't want to change, you've got a whole resolution that covers everything.
Yep.
So my thought is to come to the next meeting
with that list,
with a resolution for each intersection.
Yep.
Call this as a four. This intersection will be a four-way stop. This will be a four-way. This will be a three-way stop.
Right.
And go down the line and just each one separate.
You know, it's one of these things too where I will have to post it for 30 days.
Right.
And then I will have to insert these into what we call our sign Bible that we have to go by, and I have to turn into the state every year with our inspection sheets.
But when you post this, you could post resolution number.
Absolutely.
So-and-so through so-and-so is making these intersections
and
in
the
intersections.
Yeah, number. Yeah, that sounds great.
And these here will be a three-way stop.
Right.
But no, just for your book's sake, I think each one of them should be a separate resolution.
Yeah.
We can go.
And that's
now, Jim, how many stop signs? Because we can give you 10 resolutions now, and then you can plug them in.
Let me make my list up, John,
okay,
first. Instead of getting 10 today and maybe 10 at the meeting.
That's where that works.
Yep.
Yeah. And we do have the stop signs. We had a few signs left over from a project, so we should be able to.
Maybe you can get a price for what the flash will be running.
I will.
What's this?
You know, essentially, regardless, you have to post it for 30 days anyway. So,
So
it's going to take a little bit of time there, isn't it?
Withdraw that motion.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to
do it in
continue at next meeting.
To answer your question about the block watch signs on Hart Road is a county roadway maintained right away from the county. I've already told them where I put them. Now I have to get their permission, because I would get in trouble if I just went and hung signs on their.
Right.
If they want to hang on ours, that's a different story.
So it's just up in the air.
Yeah. No, it's going to get done. I just need to get their stamp of approval to do so.
Now, will you have enough information back, you think, to actually vote on it? Yes, that is an excellent idea, is getting them numbered, each resolution one by one. If for some reason we decide to change or anything, instead of revoking all the one big resolution, we can do it individually. I like
that idea that Mr. Cook came up with. I think that is probably the most appropriate way to go.
And to answer the residents, yes, we're absolutely in favor of it. But we're going to just basically rescind.
Table it, maybe I should say.
Okay.
Until the next meeting. Get them identified, and we'll just vote on them individually then.
Other than that, that is...
Done.
Okay. Does anyone else have
a... I had a quick question. No. Hold on. You got to wait for a minute. I do have one other thing that I need to bring up, and it just has to do with the, I know I'm always asked about updates on sanitary sewer. Okay. There has been a little glitch since my last meeting with them. We're pushing to get the paving done. There is a letter that we're going to need to get drafted up by the board and send it. I'm not backing down on what we want, and I've been enough on that, or I should say we've been enough on that. So I'm going to ask for your approval to write up a letter that's going to go to the sanitary sewer department and the county commissioners and bring up some concerns that we've got.
You're all dressed up for that?
Yep. Because there's certain things that we need to address.
They changed your mind?
No.
Well, I thought you had it okay.
It was. I sat in two meetings and everybody across the board said, this is what we're going to do. No more changes. We'll have a signature sheet. And now the Franklin County Sanitary Sewer Engineers has come back in and said, whoa, time out. This looks like it's going to cost us a lot of money, extra money. Well, what it's going to cost them to do this job has nothing to do with the townships, but I'm not going to go into a winter again
right,
where we're tearing up our equipment on these roads that are tore up. So I need to draft up a letter to the Sanitary Sewer Engineers and explain that. So without going into complete detail, that's what I just need to bring it to your attention that I will draft up a letter and need to do it.
Certainly get moving on that sooner than
later. I'll be on it tomorrow morning. If I just want to let you guys know what we're doing.
Okay. So you need...
I need a resolution then to give me permission to write this letter up.
I don't think
you do.
No.
Okay. Just do it and bring... Okay. No. Great. That's all I got.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Thank you. Does anyone have anything for...
Oh, God, I did.
Was there a traffic issue on Fredericksburg?
My wife said something about...
Okay.
People cut through...
They cut through the...
Is it cut through to Old Conrad North? Yeah.
Is there a certain time of the day, hun, when it's the worst?
Oh, no. It just depends when they want to fly.
But, I mean, do you think it's worse around rush hour? I mean...
I'm home all day, so I'm out there with the dog all the time. And okay. I'm seeing it. They're flying from morning time when they must be late for work to afternoon rush to sometimes late in the evenings we can be out there.
Well, that's something we can address.
Okay. Because we've been there just 2 years, and we haven't even seen... any of you guys over there. I see more like today. I just seen CPD, plus we're right across the street from the thing, so the hub, so they're always over there.
It's
but
pretty
I mean,
quiet.
And we've done a lot of work down there on the road.
Yeah.
And believe me, we dodged them a lot too.
Yeah.
That's all. Anybody else?
Oh, it's not, I think, not a question, but as you're talking about your street signs and stop signs and all, and I know this is, as you're exploring the ones that are run solar powered, I was out in Grove City or Jackson Township or whatever, and I know they got more resources, so I understand that, but they actually have the sign like the gentleman was talking about as you're coming through. It's permanent, like it's mounted in the ground, and it flashes and tells you how fast you are as you're approaching that neighborhood or that roadway, and it's solar powered. Again, as you're looking at stop signs, you may see those, and again, I don't know how much they are, but they are something that I know we've had in the past, like borrowed from another
agency. Yeah, I will say, and that's what I was just going to say, I know we have an option to borrow.
Right.
We personally don't own one.
It didn't work on Big Run Road.
I'm just saying it's something permanent. I maybe wouldn't have to buy a bunch of them, but just saying it's out there.
People don't care.
Did you say it did or did not?
I think he said it did work on the ground a little bit.
Yeah. It works in Grove City.
That's frankly friendly.
That's not my business. Cool.
I mean,
that's all I got.
Okay.
Anybody else got anything?
Thank you, Jim. Right,
thank you.
Okay, fire department. I guess Chief Wilf. What are you doing? Did you leave him home? We're really lucky we got Charles Adams tonight.
Yes, sir. To go over health insurance real quick, obviously we know the debacle that is the health insurance game right now. Chief Welch has been working tirelessly with that. You're actually looking at a different consortium. We don't know if that's financially stable at this point. What we have found out that November 16th is kind of the go date for all insurance companies.
Yeah.
Chief Welch is going to have a proposal ready for the board on November 9th at the quarterly meeting. He has been all day, every day, talking to these insurance companies, trying to find out for the whole township what we can do for insurance. So that's that. I don't have much more on that. I try to stay as far away from health insurance as humanly possible.
According to what he told me, essentially, we're going to have to make some decisions there, like...
Yes. Unfortunately, I think...
Probably by that meeting, next week or whatever.
I think he did say the 16th of the month.
We're trying to find something that the cost of insurance obviously has skyrocketed. But we found some viable solutions that are going to be equal or better than what we already have for the same cost. But we don't want to put all of our eggs in one basket and jump and get into what we're into right now. So November 9th, we're going to have some ideas for the board. The other thing I want to bring up, I already notified you, but I want to notify our residents. Everybody remembers the SAFER grant that I wrote in 2015. We received $1.4 million, which paid for 8 of our firefighters for a period of time, 2 years. That is actually over as of Saturday.
Wow.
But I know, 2 years. The good news is I worked with FEMA, and I wrote an addendum, and I just received $300,000 that will now get us to April. So we will have 8 firefighters paid for until April now. So it's great for us. That gives us a little more breathing room to use some money from FEMA. So just want I notified the board via email, but I wanted to bring it up again. Now that it's official, I got the paperwork saying you're good until April of 2018. Thank you. That's all I have.
Okay. Does anyone have anything for the fire department? Okay, we'll let you off the meeting.
Back to work.
Good job.
Okay. Building department, Jessica.
Come on down. I'm sorry, I have to apologize in advance because this may take a little bit. Sorry.
Talk really fast.
I'm going to talk real fast. You ready? Okay. Veterans Day falls on Saturday, November the 11th. It's one of our 10 paid holidays. I was wondering if we could not take that on Friday and change that to the day after Thanksgiving, and that way we can have a 4-day holiday and enjoy our families. What's your thoughts and concerns?
Can you get a motion?
That's fine with me.
Instead of taking it November the 10th, we'll take it the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you want to make a motion?
Yeah, I'd make a motion.
Do we have a second?
Now, who all is going to be included in the office?
I do.
Okay.
So the office will be closed the day after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
there's a road department takes what, a floating day or?
What we've got is we will be observing next Friday as our Saturday, because then we've got a floating day left that we take on the day after Thanksgiving, right? Is that it? Yeah, the day after Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm.
So the ladies essentially would have had, I guess, next Friday off.
Yeah, they just don't
have that. And they're just exchanging that for the day after. Yeah, I mean, that's fine.
Thanksgiving's on Thursday again this year, isn't it?
Thursday every year.
So do we have a second?
It's like
I'll
second
Friday,
that.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Don?
Yep.
Thank you.
Jeff's going shopping.
Okay. The next thing is, currently we're closed for lunch from 12 to 12:30. To go out, get lunch, and eat it, we can't really do that in about 30 minutes. Or to go run an errand, go to Staples if we need supplies on an immediate basis. So I was wondering if we could possibly close the office for about an hour for lunch from 12 to 1. And then that gives us plenty of time to eat, run any errands that we need to run or anything like that.
You're going to extend the hours of the office, though. That lunchtime is unpaid. So what I'm saying is if you go from a half hour to an hour, you would either open the office a half hour earlier or leave it a half hour later closing.
Right.
That's an unpaid lunch hour.
We get half an hour of an unpaid lunch, and then we get two
15-minute breaks.
No, I don't think we can combine that cost. You can't legally.
No.
The state says that you can't.
You have to get your break. So I'm saying if it's a lunch hour, if it's going to be a half hour, if you're going to go to 1 hour, you either need to leave the building open another hour or go to a 7.5-hour day, payday.
Let's talk about it and
visit
it.
Table this, yeah.
Yeah, let's table that. We'll discuss it a little more. But essentially what you do is, the way it currently is 1.5-hour lunch, and then you're entitled to a break. You know.
We'll explore it. The next thing was drug take-back day. The township took back 27.8 pounds of pills alone, which was our best ever. I think it was 22 plus pounds was the last one. The state did 35,000 pounds, and Columbus did 3,743 pounds.
Wow.
So we're getting there. And Byron and I have other ideas on possibly getting a 24-hour box sometime soon. We'll look into that. But
that's
we're
a good idea.
Getting more
Instead
ideas.
Of just keeping it all year, yeah.
The next thing, talking about drug take-back day, was the medical marijuana place at 1090 Frank Road. We received this in the mail about zoning, and they're just asking for us to sign it since no decisions were made and no resolutions to fight for it or against it.
I thought we passed the resolution that we were, because we didn't sign the original form, that we actually said that we were okay with that.
This is the reason you're getting this, is because
we said okay.
We did pass it back on April the 20th. Ron O'Brien sent a form out, and he's recommended all the townships sign it to prohibit the limit of the number of cultivators, processors, retail dispensaries within the unincorporated territories. Here was the resolutions, and everybody failed to act on it. I personally am against having marijuana suppliers in the township. If you look in the statistics, there's more people killed with drugs and marijuana than there are alcohol-related accidents.
We actually went through this earlier in the year. It has nothing to do with recreational marijuana.
It's medical.
It's if the count, you know, it was a kind of a deceptive thing that said in the state of Ohio, do you want to vote for this or not vote for that? A no vote or non-existing vote. If you didn't vote at all, then you were accepted as one of the townships in Ohio that would be open to possibly farming or whatever medical marijuana. It is medical marijuana. Ohio does not have recreational marijuana, period. So there's no misconception. It's not like they're throwing out a wild party here.
I don't know if it's the same one or not, but I have two different ones. One from Las Vegas, and here's one from the Columbus attorney. I don't know.
Yeah. Las Vegas has zero to do with the
law. I'm just saying you have a person from Las Vegas asking for the same thing.
Yeah.
So if we do not sign the make the resolution and sign it, Franklin Township is going to be the only one around, because Prairie Township has signed it, Jackson Township has signed it. And if you look at the letter from Ron O'Brien, there's a list of all the townships.
Ron O'Brien regardless of his vote the same as anyone else is, you know.
The last time we talked about this, one of the things that we looked at, and I know someone brought up, and I can't remember it, but they were talking about the drugs and different things, and it's like, well, you have a CVS on every corner. But one of the things that this would be an opportunity, being the fact that this is legal marijuana for health issues, it would also help bring another business into the township, which would also be another tax revenue for the township. So, you know, well, I know we can sit here and go back and forth with this. I like to move forward.
Well, there's really nothing to talk about.
It's already done.
It is accepted.
So what are you asking on this? So what are we, are you hand this
nothing.
To, I don't even have to sign it?
Nope.
You signed it?
Just give it over
there. There you go. Okay, moving on.
Okay.
This is my favorite statement. Let's talk trash.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
So,
got me a new trash girl, Joyce.
I gave you guys all copies of this stuff.
Thank you.
I'm sorry?
I talked to Lisa. They've okayed it.
Okay. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 quotes on trash. Republic was $302 a month, Rumpke was $208 a month, Local Waste was $220, Waste Management was $320, Capital Waste was $200, and the Bourne Brothers was $160. With the Bourne Brothers, they're also Buckeyes, go Bucks, and they also have free delivery, and they're willing to work with our contract if we ever go with another like our local waste contract for the township residents. They're willing to work with us on anything that we need and write our contract accordingly. Most everyone required a 3-year contract, but like I said, Born Brothers was able to write the contract however we needed.
And this is for the trash at our department, our headquarters?
The two, yes, at 4100 Sullivan and here.
Trash dumpsters.
Right.
And it's apples to apples, 4 cubic yard over at Sullivan and 8 cubic yard here.
For 132?
160 for both of them total per month, compared to 208 and 200 were the other two lowest. And they sent pictures of what their dumpsters look like, their Buckeye colors.
Oh, that is sweet.
So, and they're really nice. The Born Brothers were actually, and they actually have new trucks that they just put on the road.
They are.
The other, the Born Brothers were Ohio State Buckeye football players, and then they went into business after their football careers.
That's sweet.
So they don't talk trash on the field anymore.
They don't talk trash on the field. And I'll pass these pictures around if you guys want to see them.
Also, Jessica, or what do we need to do with this?
Oh, I just made copies because Don had the original paperwork.
Is there any, before we move on, is there anything more that we need to do with this?
No, I just need a signature stating that.
Okay, so you've already done it, so we're good with that. And we're putting
out
the rest.
No, I just wanted to read this.
Okay.
So, with that being said about trash, they're willing to write the contract however we want to do it or however we need to do it. They're willing to work with us no matter what, as long as you guys want to agree to it or disagree to it or what your thoughts are.
Well, I would like to make a resolution that we move forward on this and see their contract that they write, and we'll send it over to Pete to be able to see if it's okay to sign.
Okay.
Okay, if I can get a second on that.
Do we have a second?
Okay. Are we just going to take the dumpsters that we were saying here?
Right, we would contract for 1 year, and 1 year, was it 1 year, correct?
Well, it's 3 years, but 3 years. There's an opt-out clause that he puts into it that if we go with another vendor for the township, and then we get like free services or whatever.
So what I would like
to do that.
So what I propose is that we make a resolution to accept this bid based upon the contract and our attorney saying that it's a valid contract to go into, and it would be the 100 and how much a month?
160 with free delivery.
Two dumpsters.
Right. No, I'm fine with that, which I think is an outstanding price. What I'd like to have a little more conversation about, do they want to actually do residential pickups, that type of thing?
I don't know that they have that capability.
Okay.
They're more of the dumpster and commercial vendors. But I will be happy to talk to them about that.
I'll tell you what I'd like to do. I think your dumpster thing might be a bargaining wedge.
Well, I said that the last time. And how long do we got, Jessica, until we don't have any?
At the end of the year.
So we got to January?
January 2nd is when they're supposed to pick up our trash, or pick up the dumpsters.
Okay, I was thinking we had until
December. How about let's discuss that?
Let's table that motion then.
Because we might be able to work out a little better overall deal there.
Well, yeah, I mean, I see where you're going with that. Yeah, because, I mean, we've got some time, and we could definitely use that as a bargaining chip.
Did he say how much lead time they would
30
need?
30 days. That quote is good for 30 days.
30 days. So that would put, yeah.
All of these were good for 30
put
days.
Put us through to December.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about it a little more before we vote on it.
Okay. Is Brooke okay with that?
Yeah, out of 6-7.
You okay with that, Don?
Yeah.
So okay, table it temporarily?
Okay.
The next thing is the copiers. And I think I just gave you guys, I gave you copies of everything. So I got three different, Ideal Investments is who we actually have our copier through now. And then Alt Applied Laser Technologies gave us a quote on a copier, and then Modern Office Method. So Alt wanted to charge us $5,700 for a color copier, for a new one, or a refurbished one for $2,100. or we could lease it for $75 a month, which would be about $900 a year, plus we could add on supplies for $45 a month, and then a $1 buyout at the end of 36 months. Mom's was basically about the same thing. The new copier was $6,000, plus we owe all of our supplies, or we could purchase or do a lease for almost $200 a month, plus we have to buy all of our supplies. Ideal Investments is who we have our copier through now. They do have a copier. It's a color copier printer. They currently do give us all of our supplies minus paper, and they also do all of our service for free for $900 total.
They currently give us what supplies?
All of our supplies or anything that goes wrong with this copier. I was not aware of it
until
just recently.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. So for $900, they're saying it's basically at cost, and they will deliver it the next day. Everybody else has a 7 to 8 to 10 day turnaround time.
I think that's an easy decision.
I agree 110%, but I need your vote. I guess my next question.
That sounds too good to be true. What supplies are they going to furnish?
The ink,
the toner, the drums, anything that goes
service.
Wrong with the, any kind of service that goes
like
on with the
getting
copier.
Getting a brand new car, all you're responsible for is the gas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So,
but we got a lot of gas.
I've got to ask, when do you want to take possession of this? Because this has a little bit of life left
right.
in it.
Well, we need to do that, take possession.
Now.
Pretty soon, yeah.
Before it goes out.
Before the,
Today. We've been talking about it for 4 or 5 months, probably.
And it's a color copier, so.
$900.
I'm sorry?
$900, no other fees of any kind.
No monthly fees.
He didn't even mention tax.
No monthly fees.
So, well, we're tax exempt, right?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. He did not mention monthly fee. He did not mention anything. He said it was $900 out the door.
But we purchase our toners and things.
No, supplies that to us.
It comes out
really?
For how
yes.
long?
For how long?
The life of the copier, or until he no longer has parts
wow.
for it.
Jump on
Can
that
we
thing.
See if it's a 1 year contract
yeah.
or see
for
if there's.
For that amount, it almost sounds like
yeah,
it's like a 1 year contract. You have to renew $900 every year.
Because the ink alone is $300.
This guy.
So many and so much per copy if you run over so many.
Which we had
yeah.
last time.
Well, that's what the other places were, but it wasn't. He doesn't come check the machines or anything like that. I will confirm that.
Only when you call and say it needs service, then he comes.
So let's do this. So that we don't wait to another meeting
right.
to go into this. Let's make a resolution based upon the fact that you're correct, that there's no additional fees of any kind, that the board accepts the $900 out-the-door price for...
Well, I think actually it's closer to $1,000.
Was it $900 even or $900?
He told me $900.
So let's just say not to exceed $1,000.
Because we talked about it the other day, and I think as I recall, was fairly close to $1,000 there. So
it would not exceed $1,000.
Right.
So it doesn't exceed $1,000, and that would give permission to go ahead and do that
and take possession of it
immediately.
He said he can bring it the next day if we want it.
So then that would be fine as long as we've got those.
Well, I've been
okay.
really shaky on this one back here anyway, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So there's a motion on the
floor. It's refurbished, but he has lots of pieces and parts. Like this one, he had lots of pieces and parts to fix it anytime it broke, and we weren't ever really without a copier. And this is the same way. For $900, I mean, he has lots of pieces
and
parts.
You know, I'll
I'd
take
hate
a chance
to pay $6,000 and wait 2 weeks without a printer. Ideal Investments, yes.
I mean, same company we got that one.
Yes.
And they gave us that one.
Yeah,
I don't know if they did or not.
Yes, that was... They donated that one. They donated that copy.
And took the old one that was...
So the $900 is probably a cash price, flat out, no fees.
Well, then I would second it.
Okay, you're seconding 17-324.
Not to exceed $1,000.
Not to exceed $1,000. And you second it, John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Don?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, next.
You go. I gotta look at my notes now. That's it?
Is that it?
That's it.
Okay, well, thanks.
Any questions for me?
No.
No, he's like, no.
I didn't get a bunch already. Okay, let's see. I guess I'm next. I don't have anything really new at this particular time. So just everybody remember, Tuesday is election day. Vote. Make sure you vote often, early and often. So
early and often.
Okay, John, you ready?
Yeah, I'd like to make a resolution that we take the line item from the fiscal officer back to the general fund.
Do I have a second?
Yes.
John?
For what
yes.
purpose?
Ralph?
Yes.
Don?
No.
3 or 4 months ago, you were all over it, Don.
No.
Why?
He's the one that encouraged it.
Can I ask what that is?
The line item, you give a line item from the general fund that would pay for anything for the for Lisa's office, help, etc., etc. The reason that I want to change that is I want the board collectively to be a part of hiring who gets hired to do that job. Yeah, at the point now, the board has no... Excuse me, sir.
Set up a state auditor.
State.
That's right.
It's already set, buddy.
It's already set up.
Yes, yes, they can.
No. You're wrong.
Our attorney has advised us, and he's advised us, as Mr. Cook, as Mr. Horn said some time ago, that this needed to be done. So I'm going by the advice of our attorney that we remove that line item, but we will still be able to come out of the general fund. We will still be able to, sir.
And just for your information, Lisa, this is a man that was pushing for it. I run away from it.
Well, then why did you vote for it?
So,
because I think it's in the best interest of the township.
I disagree with it.
Well, that's...
And you're allowed to.
4 months ago, you were pushing hard for it and trying to throw her under the bus, so...
No.
So in other words, you're gonna vote on who she hired?
No, it would be a collective, yes. Exactly. Because it will be paid for.
It's protected by Ohio Revised Code. They cannot hire who I have in my office. They can't change the law. So they can take the line item away, but they have no power as to say who is in my office and how I set the rules and time of that person working, which I know Robin knows because she was a fiscal officer in Valley View. So they could take the line item, and it's already in the general fund. But it's protected by the Ohio Revised Code that I can hire whom I wish, and that person answers to me, not the board. And they want control of my office, and they're not going
to get it.
I have no desire to have control of anyone's office.
Hang on, give me 2 seconds.
Why?
One of the biggest reasons that this needs to be done is the control of that office is you hired your daughter. Which is called
nepotism.
And
my daughter was fired, too.
Right, because the state auditor told you that...
No, the state auditor did not tell me.
Well, you cannot...
It was the prosecuting attorney who told me. But he also had me answer questions, and I answered them, and he said that they have found in the past that it can create hard feelings. So you and Ralph told me to hire her and not to worry about him.
I never
so
even
I
know.
Did.
No.
No, don't lie. We were all in the building over there.
No, we were not.
Yes, we were. Let me speak.
No.
I had.
We was over there.
You
for
lied.
Another meeting.
You
and
lied.
She was already working.
No, she was
she
not.
She was there working. You introduced her, and I didn't even know it was your daughter.
No, you lied. We were having a meeting with Frank Harmon for our OTARMA.
And she was there.
And she was there to go to lunch with me. I introduced her to Ralph, and he was sitting in my office, and he more or less interviewed her, told me she was a nice young lady.
Yep.
He didn't know she was my daughter.
I didn't know she was
my daughter. And when he said, you need to hire her, I said, I can't. Well, he ended up going out the door when you was coming in. She come down the steps because she didn't know if she should leave or stay. You invited her to stay in the meeting. She was like, okay. Afterwards, you spoke to her downstairs in that room, and you said,
and I didn't invite her to stay. She was already there.
You lie.
I'm not lying.
You
lie. She was already there when I was in that meeting. I had no idea who she was through the whole meeting.
You
lied. I thought she was with
you. You spoke to her afterwards and started talking to her, and you said, she's a good candidate for your office.
No.
I told you, John, I can't hire her because she's my daughter.
Let's move on, sir.
No, you let me speak. Well, you're a liar.
Well,
and I told you I couldn't because she was my daughter. And you said, hey, it don't matter. Ralph and I will take care of Mr. Cook.
We need, I didn't say a word.
And I said right there.
We need to go over there.
No. Why do you want to shut me up when I'm speaking the truth?
Because you're getting out of control here.
That's because he's lying.
If there is objections to it and anything, there's processes
that's
to
okay.
go through. You
if we're wrong, then
file an appeal
back.
Or whatever you want to do.
But according to the attorney, this is what needs to be
your attorney
done.
Is wrong.
Okay.
Well, in the meantime, Mr. Cook, what else? Do you have something?
I don't have anything.
Okay. Do we have any questions from the audience? Yes, ma'am. I guess, hi. Haven't seen you in a long time.
It has been. I was really busy on Thursday. I happen to be off tonight, so.
Could you stand? I can't hear you. Could you stand up a little bit?
My name's Debbie.
Who can you?
I'm Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
And I haven't been here on Thursday nights for a long time.
Yeah, you have.
I've been busy. But.
What's your last name?
Boyer. With a B. I have a question. I understand that the local waste is kaput after the 1st of January. Thank goodness. I want to know is, are you guys or local waste sending papers around all of us residents so that we can choose whomever we want to?
It's a good question. I don't know.
Or not, no. The way it is, Debbie, is our contract with local waste expires at the end of this year. And we were, I'd worked back earlier in the spring trying to get some other things put together. But long story short, their contract ends at the end of the year. Now, what local has said they will do if the customers stay with them is they will charge the same price they're now paying, that you're now paying for next year. And they will continue on with no contract.
Well, but how do the residents know that?
I guess word of mouth. They're supposed to.
I think that the township should send little letters around stating that that contract is over with. You can choose whoever you want.
Right. I think you got a valid point, Debbie. I believe that we can ask local waste if they would send out.
They said they will.
I get nothing from local waste. I have not ever gotten a bill.
So then. We should have sent something then.
Yes.
Do you get electronic billing or do you
I get nothing. I do not own a computer. Don't know how to run one. Don't want to learn.
Remember, I told you, I bet it's coming soon.
Well, the way it is now,
because you're the one that
your local waste will carry on, continue to, without you call and tell change your service.
I have never used them. They've never picked up one paper from my house.
Really?
Okay. No, but they have turned me into the collection agency.
Oh, have they?
Yes, they have, and now I have not picked up one thing.
Do you have a letter of exemption?
No, I tried to get that when Guyton was here, and he wouldn't give me one, but he opted out a whole bunch of other people.
He did do that. Yeah.
And I think that was wrong.
So what we will do then, Debbie, is I think it should come from us. Rather than put it on to local waste, because then that way if people say they didn't get it or local waste missed someone, it would be our responsibility to send out a letter to all the residents stating that we'll have to find a service that maybe do that for us.
Well, local waste said they would send.
But I think that we would
local
be...
Local waste doesn't do all is what they say they're right. going to
Right, and that's where I think we're the board... is the one that entered into the contract with them. I think the board should be the one to let them know that the contract is expired on the 31st and you have the opportunity to stay with local waste at this price, or if you want to get someone new, you may. Mm-hmm. I believe that should be, since the board's the one to put the contract into play, I think it should be the board that sends the letter out to let people know, and not depend on a third party such as local waste as doing that work for us.
Thank you. That's all I want to know.
Yes, sir.
I'm curious with this, what you just did, transpired. I was sitting here thinking about
sure.
I'm curious, at the last meeting, Don asked you guys a question about someone in government wanted a meeting, and you guys sort of spat it back and forth about it. Do you recall what it is that we're talking about?
Yeah, I do.
Don, can you, know what I'm talking about or not?
Nick Sewellis was asked for a meeting because of some of the shenanigans that's going on.
So my question,
and I'm talking, Ralph.
Okay.
And they postponed the meeting. I've asked for the meeting several times, and it just keeps postponed. I did ask for it at the last meeting. You are correct. I asked for it at the last meeting, and Ralph said he would take care of that.
I didn't say I would take care of that. I said I would email him, and he's welcome to come anytime he wants to, Mike.
My question is, does that have anything to do with what just transpired here in front of us?
Absolutely.
About taking line of...
No.
Yes, it did.
So now that I asked the question...
It absolutely doesn't. Now, I am not going to tell you internally some of the things. We don't want to go there. So I think we're better served to say a change, a much-needed change was made. Now, does the residents deserve to hear all these things? I think not. I mean, I can blow this thing really out here. There is some issues that we have internally here. And I know I have been fighting for 1 year and 10 months to try to, you know, kind of settle things down a little bit here. There's been some not so good things internally with the Franklin Township administration. I prefer not to really get into that, Mike, because...
No, I just, as I sit here, I remembered that conversation.
Absolutely.
From the last meeting. In my own mind, I wanted to know, did those two things coincide?
No, absolutely not.
You're saying no, and she's saying yes.
Right, well...
Okay, so no, that's somewhere in there.
Well, let me tell you this.
I don't mean to use the word the truth, but somewhere in there is the answer. Okay?
Exactly, that was...
There's two sides to every book.
With a Franklin County Assistant Prosecutor.
First side, and that side, and that's the truth.
I don't know if you were at this meeting when they made this...
That's how
big move out here. They came out here a bunch of them one night there.
Yeah, I was here.
You remember all that. Well, anyway, and he, basically, the prosecuting attorney, made an offer that they would come back. I said, okay.
Yeah,
be happy. But he hasn't formally set a time or that they can come anytime they want to. So it doesn't matter when, whatever, these guys have the authority to come whenever they want to. To sit and say that I've done something or this, that, and the other, no. That hasn't happened.
Okay. The only other thing I wanted to ask about, and it may be on there, but I just couldn't find it, and I'm not computer literate. Calendar events, is it on the website?
Yes.
Is it now?
I think
we've been trying to get her done.
I knew
there.
That.
All right.
In minutes.
Well, I found the minutes, but as far as like, I guess.
It's right where the minutes are. You see minutes? Above that, the first thing is this calendar. You just click on the little picture of a calendar. It takes you to November. It only lets me do 1 month at a time.
No, that's fine. And then, so I was also curious if you came to a decision on how you're going to inform the residents since Waste Management or whoever it is, Rumpke, isn't going to send out the letter.
Right. I think that what we'll have to do is find out which is going to be the most economic way. Do we go with the service that would make a postcard and it would go out versus a, what is a stamp, 49 cents now? Versus a stamp on every envelope to go out? So we would have to come up with a, which is going to be the most economic way to get that word out.
Put it in the paper.
That too.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be an addition to it.
Yeah, well, now, Mike, honestly, I can't recall precisely what Local Waste said. I'm pretty sure they said they would send a mailer out. But I will.
Even if they send out a mailer, I still think that we need to do due diligence, and the board needs to send something out.
Maybe at least probably something in the West Side Messenger or something, or, you know, so I don't know. We need to, probably need to do something, that's for sure. But I will call local waste and find out. You know, I believe that's what they said, okay? Best I can recall.
Well, I have a question to follow up on that.
Yeah.
So, come December 31st, if we choose not to continue with local waste or whatever,
right,
do we as a resident have to tell them? Are they going to?
Yeah.
What? So, is that also going to be explained in some kind of communication to people?
It was a plan, Janet.
Well, no, I'm just saying is, I mean, you know, if I wasn't sitting here listening to this, I wouldn't know all of this stuff.
Right.
And if I mean, now that I can maybe choose somebody else to do my trash or do whatever I want to do, then, you know, I have the right. I mean, if I wasn't sitting here, I wouldn't know this.
Yeah. Really, we probably should have put that in that quarterly letter if I had it to do all the rest of
what
I would have
done. In the quarterly newsletter, but like Debbie, she doesn't get it, so it doesn't matter. I mean, she wouldn't have received that, so she wouldn't know. If she's not receiving their bills, she's not receiving
the newsletter. That's why we need to, in December, send out a letter.
Some sort of mail or something.
Should we do it before December? Because I've given
Well, really, you probably should try to send it out.
Look at stuff, I mean.
Yeah.
Well, I figured, you know, if you have 30 days to look around for who you want to stay, it goes month to month after that anyways. Yeah. Your bill wouldn't change. So,
yeah, I don't trust that. I'm sorry.
Right. I understand that. But I'm just saying, even if we get it out before Thanksgiving, we could. But 1 or 2 weeks, is it going to make a difference for a person? It could. We can. The first thing we'll do is find out how and where and when we can get it together and send something out.
Yeah, I mean, it's just that, you know, like people like Debbie can't, she doesn't get that information
sure.
from local waste. I don't know what my options really are.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the guy stands up here and says, it's not going to raise my bill, and then 2 minutes later he says, well, it might. You know,
right.
How do you trust that?
Right.
So, you know, I need to look out for myself
sure,
when it comes to my bottom line.
Sure. Well, I think the best thing is notify everybody by collectively sending something out from Franklin Township.
Right.
At least put in there what we're supposed to do or what we're not supposed to do, I guess. What were our options on
Yeah, my experience, you know, what I've seen of pricing, you know, trash pricing, local is still the most economical in the county.
It might be today, but I don't look for it to be tomorrow.
Well, that's possible.
I mean, they're going to...
But he said that they would charge the same price.
I still don't trust him.
Well,
you know, if that's what he says, that's what he says.
Well, what a choice.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Linda.
Yeah, I thought the whole idea of having a contract was because we wouldn't have so many trucks coming down and trash sitting out at different times of the week. You know, people come Mondays, they come Tuesdays,
right.
And it's always sitting out, you know, in your neighborhood.
Yep.
So are we ever going to get another contract?
Well, I would hope so, yeah.
Okay. Because if everybody changes again, you know, we're going to have all these trucks coming down again and all the trash setting out.
Exactly. You would have, like you go back to the old days when you had multiple pickup days from multiple companies and always had trash setting out and so on and so forth. So, but this trash thing got pretty ugly here. Me going through the process back last spring and going on through and never getting an answer on anything or any, you know, what I'd consider a beneficial answer of anything. So, hey, it just dropped. And local did agree to carry the same rates for next year, all that type of thing. Same pickup day, what you got now. And that's where it is.
So why didn't we go with the contract then? They wouldn't offer a contract? I thought they were going to offer us a year contract.
Well, they wanted...
You have to go out to bid.
Yeah, it has to go. There has to be a bid. And I think it's July you can rebid the contract.
We missed the opportunity at that time.
So we were going to do it at that time, but get over it.
If we were to... What we could do is start looking at it in... You know what? When is find out exact date that we have to put the bid out there? In the bid, basically, would say this is the services that we would expect to want to receive. then you open it up to all trash companies, and everybody puts in their bid with a contract saying this is what we would do. And then the board would then choose or not choose a bidder based upon one, price, and then two, what is the service that they're going back and forth on. So generally in June and July is when the process is, but we would have to look at the process and say, when do we start, what do we need to do to say, how do we get out there on the list that we're looking for a bid.
But what I'm about...
And are we going to be able to opt out on that one also? You're shutting down a lot of little bitty people that do this for a living too. When you're putting out big for big contractors, all the little people.
Frankly, Debbie, when those contracts were done, I wasn't in office then, but as a resident and everything, I was personally against letting anyone opt out, frankly, because it was supposed to be a township-wide thing. Everybody participate. They would give, decent prices, low prices, predicated on, everybody participating in the program. And the prices were the lowest in the county, still are, and that type of thing. And so anyway, it wasn't me, the resident or the trustees at that time started letting people opt out.
Well, okay, if you don't have any trash, then why should we have to pay? I recycle everything.
I don't disagree. I've got the same arguments that you're making now was some that I had as a resident back then. Why do we have a county-wide trash pickup or township-wide trash pickup and letting friends and relatives or good buddies opt out? And I never could get a square answer on that. So,
something just came to mind when you were talking about that. What happens if I make a contract with a guy in December for a year's contract, and then you decide in July that you're going to change your mind and come back with a contract, and I'm already under contract with somebody for 6 more months left over? Do you see where I'm going with this?
I do.
Good question.
I'm going after the best deal for my...
Oh, absolutely.
Because it didn't even come to me till just now.
Right.
But do you realize you're not going to be able to force me to go in on your deal?
Oh, absolutely not.
If I already have my own deal
in
place.
Absolutely.
Like these Buckeye brothers, who's to say I can't contact them and get 10 of my neighbors together and say, these guys are going to give the best deal, and they're going to be down here on Fridays picking up the township's trash, let's hire them to pick up our trash. That could go street by street.
It could.
What I'm trying to say, because they're not a big company. So I enter into a contract with them.
And if
you come back and say, we're forcing all the residents.
Exactly.
That'd be almost impossible to do.
Well, frankly, they're not being forced, or haven't been forced anyway, but probably a lot of that had to do with the way that this trash contract was followed around here for 3 years, 4 years. How long? A long time, wasn't it?
Every year, right?
But essentially, I guess we get right down to it. I don't know if you can really force anybody to it. The contract is there, and it says these rates are available, to the town, to the township residents. It will be X number of dollars a month or quarter, whatever. So I guess really, if you challenge them, I don't know if you could really get hold up or not, really, to be honest with you. It's more, we will bid this whole package, basically, is what it amounts to. And then the contract tells you the do's and don'ts, what you can and can't do, and things like that. But, Local Waste, by and large, has done a really good job over time. And they've kept the rates very low. And, probably shopping around.
I'm pretty sure you will find higher rates, because that's what I found. You know what I mean?
Well, my plan personally was to go with them from the beginning, because
certainly
they didn't want you to sign it.
Certainly.
If you might, I forget which lady, see, if they want to come back and change my rates 3 months
you
in,
go somewhere else.
I can leave. I ain't signed anything.
Right.
But right now, I really don't have a problem with my trash.
Right, pickup, right. So nor do I, you know. But, I mean, I'm happy with
you
it.
You see, what I was sitting here thinking when you were talking, if that actually can be turned around and voted on again in July, the companies that's going to get your business, this guy stood at that podium each time he came and kept stressing how important it was that they get all the residents.
Right.
That's what they were most upset about, was all the people that were getting the exemptions.
Exactly.
That's what their problem was.
Yeah, I know it was. And I was, you know, concerned about it as well. But now, the way these contracts, according to what I've been told when I was shopping around this spring and summer, the contracts go for bid, it is June or July.
Yeah.
But they're year to year. They go January 1, you know, till the end of the year. They don't start like in mid-year, you know what I mean? So even if you did decide to go someone, say it's January 1, that would, if you had some sort of contract with them, that would carry through the year.
In all the years I had different trash services, I've never had a contract with a trash service. I could just leave any time I wanted.
Right.
Yeah.
But you never know, you know.
But I do know this, in shopping, that it's really, I want to say, at least 40%, in most cases, 35-40%. More economical the rates at local waste has than another carrier does. You know what I mean? So, I mean, we know they're proven, their service is proven, really. We've had them for 5 or 6 years, I guess, something like that. And if they can keep the same rates or close to it, you know, I guess my theory was, if you got a good deal and you know what the service is, why change anyway, really, you know? But I think the majority of the residents will say, I'm sure not everybody does, but I think the majority of the residents will say they've been happy with their service, you know.
Make a motion to...
Yeah, okay. Is there anything else we need to discuss here, Robin?
I want to go back to the dynamics that was going on with the whole Lisa thing. Because if I heard you correctly, the reason you're doing that is because she hired her daughter. Is that... correct.
That's one reason, yes.
Okay, well, we'll go with
what's
the one.
What's the other reasons?
Okay, Lisa, just let me finish. That was the only reason that you're putting out here publicly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what the public's hearing. So my question to the board is, do we have any other departments, the fire department, police department, road department, that has any relatives working for them currently now?
I believe we do.
Thank
okay.
you.
But with
that's all I wanted to know.
Okay. Nope.
Okay. Question to adjourn?
Yeah. What about Cook? Does he have anything?
Don't want to skip Don. Do you have anything, Don?
No.
Okay.
Motion to
no
adjourn.
No further business. I'd make a motion to adjourn.
Do you
have
a second?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Cal?
Yes.
Don? Adjourn at 8:12.